The new year started with the announcement of the 20 titles chosen as the 2019 Michigan Notable Books. This annual selection from the Library of Michigan gives us a real broad look at the rich offerings of Michigan writers. And we thought we would turn to a couple of our favorite librarians for their favorites from the Notable Books list for 2019. Tim Gleisner is Manager of Special Collections at the Library of Michigan, and Kate Mazzara is the Adult Services Librarian at the South Branch of the Clinton Macomb Public Library. It's great to have you with us. Happy New Year to both of you.
Happy New Year.
So, Tim, what are your thoughts about the range of books on this year's list?
I think the range is remarkable. I mean, we have great nonfiction. We have wonderful fiction in the embodiment of beautiful music by Zadorian. Nonfiction with the two books on the Flint water crisis really just ranges across the state from the shores of Lake Michigan all the way over to Detroit. It's a fantastic range of books for this year's selection.
Yep, there's really something for everybody.
And Kate, when you're there at the Clinton Macomb Public Library, how does this book list, the notable book list, help put the book on readers' radar?
It's wonderful just having so much diversity on the list and diversity of the patrons that come into the library. There's really something for everybody. So from children's books, nonfiction, fiction, even young adult books, we can really find something for everybody.
And Tim, what does it mean for a writer to get on the list? Is there some money? Do they get speaking gigs? What's it mean?
What it means is, first of all, recognition. That's the main thing that we get from many writers as to what's the important thing is that their work has been honored as a book of the state for that year. The other thing is that there's a tour that goes to 50 different libraries of all sizes in the UP and the Lower Peninsula throughout urban and rural libraries. And so each author is asked to do 3 tour dates at different libraries throughout the state. And they do get some compensation from an endowment that has been created for the Michigan Notable Book Program. But we basically here at the Library of Michigan coordinate that tour and get those authors' names out there throughout the state.
And how neat for the writers to be in the libraries looking at the faces of people who are reading what they've really turned out in solitude.
Oh, yeah, and it's fantastic. I mean, really, the recognition that these people get. And I think what's amazing to me is some of the authors, how they sometimes specifically want to go to the smaller places, because generally those are the libraries, those are the communities that can bring in authors of this caliber. We've had one author just last year, I remember specifically, who just wanted to go to the smallest libraries in the UP, just because he wanted to deliver his topic, his subject, his writing to those people up there who generally wouldn't have a firsthand experience with something like this.
Well, let's find out your top favorites, a nice jumping off spot for people to kind of start building their New Year's reading list. So, Kate, you're starting us out on a hockey note.
Yeah, The Russian Five by Keith Gave was a fantastic read. It's about the 5 Detroit Red Wings from Russia that played in the late 80s and early 90s. So the author actually had a background in Russian language before he became a sports journalist. So the Red Wings chose him to actually go over and do the negotiations with those Red Wings to bring them to the United States. At the time, it was behind the Iron Curtain, so they couldn't just leave Russia. So they did come up with some pretty harebrained schemes to get them out. One of them faked a terminal illness. They had to do things like bribing guards and
very cloak and dagger things. Bribing doctors and things. In fact, we ought to note that if this sounds familiar to stateside listeners, this book was the basis for a terrific documentary film by Joshua Reel of Port Huron. And he was here on Stateside talking about his film. And Keith Gave worked very, very closely with Joshua in making it. And it is a fabulous story. I have to say, a special spot in my heart because I was at the screening that was held in Detroit. And, oh, boy, was that a moment, particularly when they wheeled Vladimir Konstantinov out for the applause of the entire crowd. It was really terrific. Right. I can only imagine how good the book is because, boy, that film was great.
It's excellent. And I should mention, I'm not really a hockey fan or even a sports fan of any kind, but I just couldn't put this book down. I thought it was fantastic.
There you go. Tim, you've got a children's book that you think works for readers of all ages.
Yeah, I do. It's called So Tall Within. It's by Gary Schmidt from Calvin College over in the Grand Rapids area. It's a story about Sojourner Truth. And the reason why I think it works for all ages, first of all, I'm a father of a child. And the children's books don't usually engage me. I kind of go into the bedroom at night grudgingly to go read a book. But this one was something that I, you know, something I could go in because I learned something. And it's a story of Sojourner Truth from her childhood in New York, where she was a slave. Basically starts very poignantly with the fact that she knew she had brothers and sisters, but she never got to know them because they were all sold off in slavery by the time she was old enough to remember. And it's really told in two parts. One is a poem about slavery, and then the abolition of slavery eventually from the Civil War, and then again the life of Sojourner Truth. The other thing that's really engaging about this book is just the illustrations as a whole, and it's just fantastic. The faces in the trees in one part where they're just the leaves of the tree, you know, and the thoughts of, you know, is slavery only going to go on forever? Will it ever change? And really, it talks about this title, So Tall Within, how Sojourner Truth eventually came about the belief that she was tall from within and that people could see this and she was able to free slaves. I know it's very heady topics for a child, but honestly, I think this is a great way to introduce a very difficult subject for children. And again, keeping the parents engaged, right? I mean, that, again, yes, for me, that is something that is just a very difficult slog when your kid wants to read that same book, I don't know, 20 times over.
Don't you just get excited at Goodnight Construction Site for the millionth time?
No, I do not. And it's not something that I really want to go back to, but I can understand the pain of that, right? That's something that, you know, as parents, we might all go through.
Yeah.
But what's great about this book is that there are parts of Sojourner Truth's life that I didn't know about. You know, the fact that she traveled around the country after, you know, leading people to the Underground Railroad, but was really able to speak on behalf of women's rights afterwards. And the fact that, you know, she ends up in Michigan in Battle Creek, where she dies with her children.
Yeah.
Just a fantastic book.
Kate, back to you for a book that will appeal, I think, to the brain and to taste buds.
Sister Pie. It's actually a bakery based in Detroit, and they have a really interesting business model, which they call it triple bottom line, which is people, planet, and profits. People being taking care of their staff and making a positive impact on their local community. Planet, obviously, being environmentally conscious, so being sustainable, locally sourced food. And profits is the classic financial profits.
And this was actually written by Lisa Ludwinski, right, who's the creator, yes, and the owner of Sister Pie, the, yes, recipes and stories of a big-hearted bakery in Detroit. And Tim, this was quite a year for writer Anne-Marie Oman. Her book, Lake Michigan, mm-hmm, Mermaid, A Tale in Poems, co-authored with Linda Niemick, made the list. But you want to talk particularly about the essay collection that she edited.
Yeah, Elemental. It's a great book of 24 short stories, all nonfiction, very wide-ranging, from authors that people might know, like Jerry Dennis, who did a book on the Great Lakes several years ago, Anne-Marie Oman, who you already mentioned with Lake Michigan Mermaid, and then people who might be lesser known, like Davy Rothbart. And I mean, it's just a collection of stories. It's called Elemental because it's a collection of stories broken up by elements, by fire, wind, and earth. I believe those are the three. And just a great collection of stories. One, Rochelle Riley, is my favorite, and she's the columnist from the Free Press, where she talks about her relationship with Michigan winters and why she stays even though she's been abused by those winters over many years.
I love that.
It's a fantastic, and you know, and basically she stays because she has a, you know, a love for the city of Detroit. That's the only reason she endures those winters and endures the abuse of a bad relationship, which is the Michigan winter, because of her love for the city of Detroit.
I love that. And the title, Can't Help Loving Debt, Winter of Mine. That's a great title.
Yes, fantastic. Fantastic.
Well, there are 20 books on the 2019 Michigan Notable Book List. You can find out about the ones that our guest just ran down, plus all the rest of them, by going to the Library of Michigan website. Easy to do. Go to michigan.gov/Library of Michigan. How easy is that? Tim Gleisner from the Library of Michigan and Kate Mazzara, Clinton Macomb Public Library. Happy reading, and thanks for spending time with us on Stateside.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.